Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. President Trump's message is law and order as he sets out on the campaign trail post-GOP convention. Anthony Brooks of member station WBUR has this report on Donald Trump's campaign stop in Manchester, New Hampshire.
At a rally where few of his supporters wore masks, Trump talked about the pandemic, which is killing 1,000 Americans a day as if it were in the past. He claimed that the current protest movement for racial justice, which has been mostly peaceful, is destroying American cities. He said Democrats stand with rioters and looters and called Joe Biden, who's a lifelong moderate, a puppet of the radical left.
If the Democrat Party wants to stand with anarchists, criminals, rioters, looters, and flag burners, that's up to them.
Biden says Trump is making America less safe with his rhetoric. Trump hopes New Hampshire is in play, a state he lost narrowly to Hillary Clinton in 2016. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks in Manchester.
In Raleigh, North Carolina last night, demonstrators protested the outcome of an inquiry into the fatal police shooting of a black man last January. Jason DeBruin of member station WUNC has more from Raleigh.
A crowd gathered to protest the killing of Keith Collins, a black man who in January was shot and killed by a Raleigh police officer. Collins had a BB gun, which the officer said he believed was a real firearm. On Thursday, the district attorney cleared the officer, leading to an outcry in communities around the city. Fearing violence, Raleigh Mayor Marianne Baldwin instituted a 10 p.m. curfew. When the curfew hit, a diminished group of protesters marched around the town chanting Collins' name. Police mostly left the group alone, and it thinned out in little more than an hour. In all, police made a handful of arrests. Some protesters sprayed graffiti on buildings and threw paint on the county jailhouse. For NPR News, I'm Jason DeBruin in Raleigh.
Thousands of evacuees in Northern California are returning home as firefighters work to contain three major sets of lightning-caused wildfires. In California, so far this year, fires have scorched more than 1.6 million acres. From member station KQED, Julie Chang has the latest.
Fire officials are continuing to lift some evacuation orders and relaxing others in counties in and around the Bay Area. In the North Bay, CAL FIRE Unit Chief Shauna Jones says while officials are making gains on containment, resources remain stretched thin.
It's a very large fire. In perspective, the entire state has burned since August 15th over 1.6 million acres.
That equates to about the size of Delaware, said Jones. On top of that, fire officials say warmer and drier weather is expected this weekend, which could make fighting wildfires more difficult. For NPR News, I'm Julie Chang in San Francisco.
This is NPR. The NBA is back in action today after a dramatic 3 days off to protest the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin. NPR's Tom Goldman reports three playoff games are scheduled while other leagues are resuming as well.
Fittingly, today's restart begins with the Milwaukee Bucks playing the Orlando Magic in Game 5 of their first-round playoff series. It was the Bucks who decided not to play this game Wednesday as a protest against the Jacob Blake shooting. That started a cascade of postponements in the NBA and other leagues. The NBA is not just returning with basketball, but also a social justice action plan. The league and players are forming a coalition to focus on voting access and police and criminal justice reform. Also, NBA teams that own their arenas will work to convert the arenas into voting locations for the general election. So far, 13 arenas will be used as polling sites. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Students have started going back to school in Beijing. The plan is for a staggered opening of the new school year as precautions continue against the coronavirus. Students and teachers are required to wear masks. Almost 500,000 students were back in their classrooms today in the Chinese capital. Then over the next 10 days, another roughly 1 million will also go back to school. Over the past day, China reported 9 new coronavirus cases. Officials say all of those cases were arrivals from overseas. The country says its official total of cases is 85,000. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.